A great gift is something unexpected, something you wouldn't buy for yourself, like a piece of fine jewelry, a watch, or a diamond. Nice jewelry is something you'll love forever, just like the person who gave it to you.
For a gift that says, I love you, stop by Calkins Jewelers in downtown Leesburg. You can select from exquisite pendants, earrings, cultured pearls, diamond, and estate jewelry. Calkins also has heirloom quality gifts, including Yadro and Hummel figurines, Swarovski crystal, fine watches and clocks, and of course, Calkins Jewelers has been Loudoun County's engagement, wedding, and anniversary ring headquarters. A gift of jewelry from Calkley in historic downtown Leesburg. They're open Monday through Saturday from 8:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m., open Friday evenings till 7.
AM 1200 WAGE, Leesburg and Loudoun County, is your sound choice for news.
CNN Radio News, I'm Tim Rury. Starting Monday, mass marriage licenses. This gay woman is looking forward to getting married.
We never had a wedding ourselves. A lot of lesbian couples do, and I officiate at them, but the two of us sort of never got around to it. And Jeb used to joke, when we can do it legally, then we'll have a wedding. And we never imagined that would really happen, and now it is.
Opponents of gay marriage say they will put up a fierce fight prior to November elections. An office used by Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement was the target of an Israeli missile strike in Gaza City. There were no reports of injury. The Pentagon says a report in the New Yorker magazine is full of errors. CNN Radio's Kathleen Koch has more from Washington.
In the article, Seymour Hersh alleges that Rumsfeld expanded a clandestine operation used against Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan to Iraq in order to get more intelligence about the growing insurgency. The article claims that the program encouraged physical coercion and sexual humiliation. Hersh writes that a former intelligence official says the rules were grab whom you must, do what you want. The Pentagon is calling the story outlandish and completely false. Kathleen Koch, CNN Radio, The Pentagon.
Colin Powell says U.S. forces will be in Iraq for some considerable time in the future. However, the Secretary of State would not give a date when American soldiers would head home.
We're not hanging on to this for any longer than we have to, but we're also not going to leave while the Iraqi people still need us and while the interim government of the transitional government still sees a need for our presence.
The Secretary of State was in Jordan for a summit where he questioned why Arab nations were not outraged by the beheading of an American civilian last week. Powell said there is no excuse for silence in a murder of this kind. This is CNN Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. If you're a small business owner, you already have health insurance. If you don't have health insurance, get it now. If you have health insurance, call us and see if we can give you better coverage at a better rate. We're the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. We help tons of self-employed folks and small business owners every day obtain affordable health insurance. You can reach us 24 hours a day at 1-800-479-1077. That's 1-800-479-1077. Don't take risks with your health insurance. It's not worth it. Without the right health insurance, you'll be in trouble. For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed and small business owner, call 1-800-479-1077. 1-800-479-1077. Home office located in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states, and benefits may vary by state.
The Bush administration is promising fast-track approval for lower-cost AIDS drugs for Africa. Our Jim Ribble has details.
As part of the $15 billion U.S. global AIDS program, the Food and Drug Administration says it'll speed up the process of getting combination drugs approved. The World Health Organization says this is great news. Currently, approval can take 6 months or more. Now the FDA is talking about approval times of 2 to 6 weeks. The idea is to put several otherwise expensive AIDS drugs into one pill and offer it at a deep discount to poor countries.
The Reverend Billy Graham is being treated at a North Carolina hospital for a fall at his home. The 85-year-old may have a hairline fracture of his pelvis. Graham fell and broke his hip back in January. A gambling cruise ship caught fire about 3 miles off the coast of Florida. About 160 people were on board. Some passengers were treated for minor smoke inhalation. It's unclear what's on radio. The fable about the face that launched 1,000 ships is tops at the weekend box office.
Troy, starring a buff Brad Pitt, sold an estimated $45.6 million worth of tickets in its first weekend, bumping monster thriller Van Helsing to second place. Although Troy fell far short of the $50 million benchmark viewed in Hollywood as the passing grade for a summer hit, Warner Brothers admits the film's appeal may be limited by its R rating and its length, clocking in at 2 hours, 40 minutes. Donna Renee, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
Marion Jones says she will sue the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency if they block her from competing in the Olympics this summer in Greece. The world-class sprinter has been named in the steroid investigation of a California company. Jones won 5 gold medals in the 2000 games. I'm Tim Rury. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Thinking about buying a used vehicle from a private owner? Think about this. Every Lincoln & Mercury certified pre-owned vehicle has to pass a rigorous inspection of up to 141 points. The ones that do qualify come with 6 years, 75,000 mile limited warranty coverage and 24-hour roadside assistance. Think you'll get a 3.9% interest rate from a private owner? I don't think so. If we don't certify it, it's just used. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by June 30th, 04. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Let's see. Single multivitamin seeking someone with lofty goals. Specifically, improving heart health. Must enjoy long walks along the medicine cabinet.
Multivitamin Meet Tri-Omega, the first once-a-day omega-3 supplement. So concentrated and pure, just one Tri-Omega soft gel daily gives you all the omega-3s you need to improve the health of your heart, mind, and joints. Look for the silver and blue package wherever vitamins are sold.
Wanted, apartment for two.
Tri-Omega, the essential complement to your multivitamin.
The views expressed on Inside Scoop do not necessarily reflect those of the station owner, management, or staff of WAGE.
Good evening, America. Welcome to Mark Levine's Inside Scoop, where we bring you all the news from Washington that the government does not want you to know. I'm your host, Mark Levine, used to work as an attorney in Congress, and I was amazed at all the information we had that was never conveyed to the American people, giving you the inside scoop. We've got a great show today and actually all this week here on the Inside Scoop. Our guest today is going to be Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky of Illinois. Congresswoman Schakowsky has really stood out in the fight against taking government workers, and particularly people in the military, and replacing them with contractors. Now, I assume by now most of you, indeed probably all of you, have seen those gruesome pictures from the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. But what isn't discussed so much, although it's being discussed more and more, is the fact that many of the people committing those crimes, those really vicious attacks on Iraqi prisoners, were not American soldiers at all. They were military contractors, people working for companies like Halliburton and other companies, paid by the U.S. government to do their deeds. And we're going to explore this hour why we have military contractors in the first place, why the Bush administration loves them, why the Republican Party wants to replace government workers across the board with contractors, and what those contractors do. As I said, I'm very excited to have Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky on the air right after the commercial break, because she has been in the forefront of working to stop this contracting out of our government services. Now, the Republicans say, and they make it sound really simple, they say, look, you know, we can save money if we simply replace government workers with contractors, whether in the military or not. And therefore, we should do all that we can to get rid of these inefficient government bureaucrats and replace them with contractors. But when you look at it deeper, you can realize what's really going on here. It's not just that we want to not pay overtime. We don't want to have worker protections. We don't want to have unionization. We don't want to allow these military contractors to have the labor rights, the worker rights that government workers have been fighting for and indeed have succeeded in getting now, you know, for decades. No, it looks to be that there's a deeper problem. You see, we have in our law that if a government worker sees something going wrong, like those abuses in Iraq, which I don't know anyone can say are not wrong, or the Pentagon spending $10,000 on a toilet seat, or any other kind of waste or abuse or torture, if a government worker speaks out, then they're protected under our law. It's called whistleblower protections. And that means that if they speak out, they can't be fired for telling the truth about what's going wrong in our government. That's why Colleen Rowley, the FBI agent, who tried very much to get her superiors to look at the fact that Zacharias Moussaoui, a terrorist that most think is part of the 9/11 crowd, she tried to get her superiors to realize that this guy was flying planes, didn't care how to take off, didn't care how to land, and he was connected with Al-Qaeda, and they should do something about him. Her superiors ignored her. So when, after 9/11, she took the case to the press and she informed us that the FBI had ignored her warnings and had not listened to her, the FBI could not fire her. I'm sure they wanted to, because there's nothing FBI wanted more than not to get to the root of 9/11, not to find out what's going on. They didn't want Colleen Rowley's memo, the infamous Phoenix memo, to become public because it made them look bad. But we have these laws, they've been around for decades, these whistleblower laws, and what they do is they say, hey, government worker, low down on the totem pole, if you tell your boss to stop the abuse or waste or fraud or torture, and your boss says no, you can leak it to the public, and as long as you're telling the truth, you cannot be fired, you can't be disciplined in any way. These are really good laws. But guess what, folks? They don't apply to contractors. That's right. If we hire Halliburton to run a prison, if we hire military contractors at the Abu Ghraib prison, and they speak out against torture, they can and are being fired. Indeed, I was talking with some of my inside sources, which I'm glad to give you here on the Inside Scoop. I have a number of inside sources in government dating from my time as a congressional attorney, and what they're telling me is that in defense contracting, people are... that basically the government is insisting that these military contractors spend on items, spend our taxpayer dollars on items and in places that are absolutely of no use. These military contractors, and I can't give specifics because I don't want to give away my source, but basically the contractors are going back to the government and saying, you know, this is useless. This technology doesn't work. This system doesn't work. We can't use these things. They don't work. And the government is saying, do it anyway, because it helps this senator, it helps this congressman, it's this kind of pork, do it anyway. If these military contractors were government workers, they could speak out, they could tell the press, and, you know, the press could decide, the people could decide. We're supposed to be a democracy here, folks. We could decide whether or not these things were worthwhile. But the important thing is the worker couldn't be fired. And my contention, and I think it may be Janet Schakowsky's as well, and like I said, the Congresswoman will be on the line to answer my questions and your calls following the break. What I expect Congresswoman Schakowsky to say is that the reason why the Republicans, the Bush administration, the one party that controls our government wants these military contractors, and indeed, not just in the military, but contractors everywhere, is because, precisely because they cannot be held accountable. Did you notice when they had the discovery of the tortures in the Iraqi prison, did you notice that all the fingers pointed everywhere, but everyone did their best not to point it at them? We had General Kopinski point it at others. Rumsfeld is pointing at others. He didn't read it. He didn't read General Taguba's report. No one read anything, and no one's in charge of anything, and that's because military contractors did some of this stuff, and no one's watching them to seeing what they're doing. But the real truth is that military contractors and other contractors are being hired to do things that the government doesn't want its hands on. Now, it's long been a well-known secret in the intelligence world that the U.S. government, when it wants to torture someone, because we have a constitution and because the Eighth Amendment in the Bill of Rights of the Constitution prohibits cruel and unusual punishment, in other words, it prohibits torture, that when the United States wants to torture prisoners, what do? They send them to our wonderful allies, the dictatorships of Saudi Arabia and Egypt. And in Saudi Arabia and Egypt, they torture the prisoners for us. Isn't that nice of them to provide us a service like that? And they do it at practically no charge. Well, you know, we give $1 billion to the Egyptian government, and we give hundreds of billions to the Saudis buying their oil, but for free, for only that, they're willing to torture our prisoners for us and get confessions and so forth. That's actually been a fairly well-known, not too well-guarded secret intelligence community for years. But now, we don't need the Saudi Arabians, we don't need the Egyptians, we can torture them ourselves with the new invention of contractors. They can't be held accountable, And this way we can order them to do things, and then when they do them, we say, oh, well, they shouldn't have done it. But have you noticed that they haven't been fired, that our contracts have not ended, and they continue to do it? And most importantly, that if a military contractor or any other contractor shows an abuse or fraud in government to the public, they can and are being fired. It's exactly the difference between them and government workers. So I don't know if any of you can defend this. We, Democrats in Congress, have been fighting against it. In fact, you may remember the big dispute over the Homeland Security Department. When Democrats had the idea of taking all the intelligence together, combining it in one, it was actually Joe Lieberman's idea, Senator Joe Lieberman, former vice presidential candidate under Gore. Senator Lieberman's idea was to create the Department of Homeland Security to bring all the intelligence sources together to try to prevent September 11th. George Bush fought hard against that department. He didn't want it, and he fought against it for 9 months. Then when he found that the public liked the idea, he turned around, did a flip-flop, which Bush is famous for, 180 degrees, and decided to endorse the department, but only if they wouldn't have worker protections. What was one of the worker protections? Whistleblowing. Because George Bush wants to make sure that if, and again, I really shouldn't say George Bush, because we all know he doesn't really know what's going on. So let's talk about who's really in control of the government. Vice President Dick Cheney and Karl Rove did not want whistleblower protections in the Department of Homeland Security, because if they're making mistakes, let's just say, I mean, it doesn't have to be abuse or torture. Let's just say anything that they're doing that's wrong or illegal and they don't want to come out, they know they can fire the military contractors. But you can't fire a government worker for telling the truth. That's the whistleblower protections. So what happened? The Department of Homeland Security was going forward. Bush insisted on stripping it. Oh, I don't know if you remember this. But they went there accusing the Democrats of being against the Department of Homeland Security. And apparently it worked. They got Senator Max Cleland out of office in Georgia. Now, Max Cleland is a Vietnam vet. He lost 3 limbs, 2 legs and an arm, fighting for the United States in Vietnam. Clearly a hero, whatever you thought of the war in Vietnam. And they got him out of office saying he was against the Department of Homeland Security. But now you know the inside scoop. It wasn't about the department at all. It was all about accountability. The Democrats proposed the department. Bush was against it. And then when he flip-flopped, he insisted that there be no whistleblower protections. He insisted that if you find fraud, waste, or abuse, or torture, that you should be fired if you tell the public about it. It's all about protecting those wonderful Republican things, fraud, waste, torture, all these American values that Bush wants to protect by avoiding whistleblower protections. So when we come back, we're going to have Congresswoman Janet Jakowski on the line, and she's going to talk about contractors in government. What do you think about them? What does she think about them? And let me know. The numbers here are 877-57-SCOOP, or you can call locally, 703-777-1200. You can also send an email to comment@radioinsidescoop.com. We'll be back with more of the Inside Scoop right after this.
Here's a message about energy-efficient Anderson Windows from J.T. Hurst & Company. J.T. Hurst, where customer service comes first. If you've suffered through the last few months with leaky, drafty windows or patio doors, now is the time to replace them, and Anderson is the brand to choose. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors give you beautiful, natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. It's no wonder professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson more than any other brand. See the full line of Anderson products at J.T. Hurst & Company. The pros at J.T. Hurst can locate a contractor to do the job for you or give you some helpful tips on how you can do it yourself. J.T. Hurst, where customer service comes first. On Catoctin Circle in Leesburg, Anderson Windows. Long live the home.
Here we are at the beginning of the 21st century, a time of rapid change in technology. At NOVEC, Northern Virginia Electric Cooperative, we spend a good part of our day using the latest technologies to provide our customers with the most reliable electric service possible. Simply put, when you hit the switch, the light comes on, the toaster toasts, the oven cooks, and the computer announces, you've got mail. The rest of our day, older business methods, For more than 60 years, we've dedicated ourselves to making our communities better places to live and work, lending our time, resources, and support to organizations that make real differences in people's lives, embracing the future while holding on to our heritage. Some things are meant to change. Some things are not. Services, answers to your questions, and even employment opportunities. Visit our website at www.novec.com. Novec. I got the power to move ya.
We're back here on the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine, bringing you all the news from Washington that the government does not want you to know. And our guest is Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky, and she's going to come on the air and talk with us about what she's found out regarding government military contractors. Stay tuned, and it'll be on very shortly.
I love the internet. I love my desk chair with rollers that I found at a yard sale and my mouse pad with a picture of a weasel on it, but I really love the internet. You know why? I'll tell you why. I like websites. I like email. I like the clicky sound the keyboard makes. Click, click, click. Kind of like that, only clickier. I like to log on and read the news, check the weather, shop, look at pictures of people I don't know, plan vacations, order lunch, order dinner, enter contests, download maps, upload games, find recipes, bid on auctions, watch video, hear audio, see exotic places, meet new people, go to chat rooms, talk to my cousin Herbert, who won't return my phone calls or answer my letters. I just wish I had more reasons to get on the internet.
I'll give you one. If you're a man, the law says you have to register with Selective Service within 30 days of your 18th birthday. When you register, you qualify for student loans, government jobs, and training. You can register on the internet at www.sss.gov, or you can register at the post office.
I'm going to go online right now and register at www.sss.gov. Hey, why is it always www? Why not ABC or XYZ or PDQ?
American tradition? Baseball? Maybe. Apple pie? Sometimes. Bacon fat on toast? Definitely. When the cupboard's empty and chicken, beef, fish, and fresh vegetables are nowhere to be found, bacon fat on toast is hot and it's cheap. And it's almost as good as a real dinner. Simply take that old tin of bacon drippings you've been storing away and spread some over hot toast. Suddenly your discarded leftovers are transformed into a hot meal that can fill up your whole family. All across America, people just like you are sitting down to bacon fat on toast. When you're hungry, it's the sensible thing to do.
Unfortunately, bacon fat on toast is more popular than you'd think. Right now, one out of five American children is living with hunger as their parents struggle to make ends meet. Please call 1-800-FEED-KIDS and find out how you can fight child hunger. The sooner you believe it, the sooner we can end it. Brought to you by the Ad Council, America's Second Harvest, and Feeding Children Better.
Welcome to Pickup Lines, where the man who's pattering does the flattering gets the girl. Rita, you're our first contestant.
Bachelor number one, say something to me that lets me know you're a man.
Baby, you must be a parking ticket because you have fine written all over you.
Uh-huh. Loser. Bachelor number two, same question. Talk to me.
I registered with Selective Service.
Ooh, I like that. More, baby, more.
When I turned 18, I went to www.sss.gov and registered online. I could have gone to the post office or to my high school registrar, or I could have mailed back a card.
That's it, baby. You're the man.
Come on down, Bachelor number two. That's all we have time for today, folks. Once again, we see that guys who register with Selective Service win out.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. We're having a little bit of trouble getting our guest on the line, but she will be here, Councilwoman Jan Schakowsky. If you'll just hang on a little bit more, we're going to hear from her and talking about military contracting right after this.
So there they were, in the dark and creepy old house. They turned around and...
When storyteller Kelly Martin and the Florida Family Partnership sponsor an overnight hike for sixth grade girls, there's one goal.
The old man's ghost!
She scares them, just for fun. Because kids who have something to do are less likely to do drugs. And whether you're a good storyteller or a good listener, a little of your time can make a lifetime of difference to a kid. So if you can spare an hour or two, there's probably already a drug prevention program that you can join. You don't need special skills.
You can just have fun.
Yeah! And when you give a little of your time,
you can keep a kid off drugs.
To find out more about community drug prevention groups and how you can help, call toll-free 1-877-KIDS-313. 1-877-KIDS-313. Or log on to www.youcanhelpkids.org.
I can keep a kid off drugs.
A public service message from the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
We're back here on the Inside Scoop, and I owe you an apology, I guess, because our guest has been detained. We're not able to get her, but I do want to hear from you what you think about this. It looks to be that the government is trying very hard to take jobs that are government jobs and to privatize them. And what they're doing is, of course, is they're saying to government workers, you know, you just can't work for the government because there are whistleblower protections. If you know what's going on, and if you expose, you know, fraud or waste or abuse, then you can't be fired. And so the government is turning to these contractors. And if you look at what's going on in Abu Ghraib prison, you see that the contractors themselves, what they're doing is they are giving orders. They are in the chain of command. They are the ones who are getting in there and telling our soldiers what to do. In fact, one reason why Don Rumsfeld really couldn't know what was going on, said that he didn't know what was going on, is because the contractors were in charge. I mean, these are people who don't report to anyone but their companies. And when they do find abuse, when they do find fraud, these contractors, okay, they can be fired. And I want to know from you, I want to know what you think about this. So while we're waiting for our guest to appear, the number is 877-57-SCOOP, 877-57-SCOOP. Or if you're listening on WAGE, you can call 703-777-1200. We're still hoping to get Councilman Jan Schakowsky on the line. But I want to know, in the meantime, what do you think? Why do you think the government is doing this? Now, the Republicans will tell you this is to prevent real large costs. It's to save money. It's to save costs. I know that with regard to the FAA, they want to privatize air traffic controllers. With regard to police and prisons, they want to privatize our prisons. In fact, it's not just a question of torture at the prisons in Iraq. It's a question sometimes of torture in our own prisons and what private contractors can do there, because the private contractors, again, no one is watching them. So what do you think about this? Do you think that it's a good idea? Do you think it will save a lot of money? Or do you think that this is really an idea that's gone too far? And I want to, again, give you the chance to call in, 877-57-SCOOP. Our producers work in to get our guest, Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky. And we'll go to one more commercial break, and hopefully we will be back with her. Hang on. You won't want to miss it.
Education, anytime, anywhere, with edanywhere.com. EdAnywhere.com can help your students. We confront issues head-on with proven programs and methodologies. If your child has poor grades, reading, writing, or math difficulties, school attendance problems, a poor self-concept, or lack of motivation, EdAnywhere.com can help with tutoring in specific subject areas, remedial help in reading, writing, spelling, English, math, science, and social studies, GED test preparation, and accredited high school diploma programs. EdAnywhere.com provides a middle and high school curriculum that is delivered 24/7 on the Internet for self-paced, independent study. At-risk students in school systems nationwide have been enrolled with a success rate in excess of 85%. Register for classes now by calling 703-4ED-0805 or by downloading from www.edanywhere.com. Education, anytime, anywhere, with edanywhere.com. Committed to leaving no student behind.
America's best-dressed sandwich can be summed up by one word, Blimpie. And a mouth-watering, overstuffed Blimpie sub is just around the corner at Blimpie's newly remodeled new location on Catoctin Circle at the Amoco Station in Leesburg. What makes a Blimpie sub so delicious? Start with a fresh-baked sub roll, stack it high with fresh meats and cheeses, fixed to order with lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, peppers, and all your favorites. And be sure to try the Blimpie Best, made in authentic New York style with fresh-sliced ham, salami, prosciutini, capicola, and provolone cheese. It's a beautiful thing. There's a new menu with more sandwiches, including a corned beef Reuben, buffalo chicken, beef cheddar turkey, and much more. Stop by the new Blimpie's today. Get a free 12-ounce coffee all day Mondays, no purchase necessary. On Catoctin Circle at the Amoco Station. Their choice of breads includes honey wheat, sesame seed, poppy seed, zesty parmesan, white, and wheat.
In Virginia, thousands of elderly and disabled adults face abuse, neglect, and financial exploitation. Mistreatment of the victim is often by those they trust or depend on. Last year in Virginia, more than 10,600 such cases were investigated. Of these, over 6,300 cases were substantiated. If you suspect an elderly or disabled adult is being abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Protective Services Unit of Loudoun County Social Services at 703-777-0353 and request an investigation of your concerns. Let's stop the hurting. A message from Loudoun County Social Services and WAGE.
I'm Bettina Gregory asking you to help solve a big problem in Loudoun County. Children are waiting. 650 of them, in fact, are waiting to get daycare. They come from working families. Their parents have gone from welfare to work trying to make it without public money. But the cupboard is bare. Budget cuts mean there are no federal funds to pay for daycare or summer, even though these low-income families qualify for assistance. Most of them are still below the poverty level. Loudoun leads all Virginia counties in moving people from welfare to work, 70%. That's great. But if these moms and dads can't get help caring for their children, they'll have to go back on welfare. That's why I'm asking you to contribute to the Fresh Air Full Care campaign. Call 703-478-1943. Together we can make Loudoun work. That's 703-478-1943. Fresh air, full care for all of Loudoun's children.
Hi, my name is Jamal, and I'm alive today because I was given CPR last year by a guy named Rick, who took a class with the American Red Cross after I received blood, which was given at a blood drive by Maria,
who gave blood.
Eligibility for federal jobs and job training. Okay, Chris, now it's your turn. Which door are you going to go for?
Door number 2? What'd I win?
Well, my friend, you get nothing. Zippo. Nada. The big goose egg. And by the way, now you're a felon.
Men, keep the doors to your future open. Register with Selective Service within 30 days of your 18th birthday.
So there they were, in the dark and creepy old house. They turned around and...
When storyteller Kelly Martin and the Florida Family Partnership sponsor an overnight hike for sixth grade girls, there's one goal.
The old man's ghost!
She scares them, just for fun. Because kids who have something to do are less likely to do drugs. And whether you're a good storyteller or a good listener, a little of your time can make a lifetime of difference to a kid. So if you can spare an hour or two, there's probably already a drug prevention program that you can join. You don't need special skills.
You can just have fun.
Yeah!
And when you give a little of your time,
you can keep a kid off drugs.
To find out more about community drug prevention groups and how you can help, call toll-free 1-877-KIDS-313, 1-877-KIDS-313, or log on to www.youcanhelpkids.org.
I can keep a kid off drugs.
A public service message from the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2, one inning more to play. Then all 5,000 throats recoiled upon the flat for Casey. Mighty Casey was advancing to the bat. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped.
That ain't my style,
said Casey.
Like what?
The umpire said. She signaled to the pitcher. Once more the spheroid flew.
I think I'll just ignore it.
And the umpire said,
right to.
Now, something different than we read about in the poem. Casey thought of Mom and Dad and time she spent at home. She relaxed, she smiled, her confidence, it grew, and above the roar of the crowd, she heard her dad shout,
follow through!
Somewhere, men are laughing and children having fun. And tonight, there's joy in Mudville for Mighty Katie in a home run.
Family, isn't it about time? From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Angela, who helped
Eddie's whole family get the help and support they needed after losing their home to a fire.
When we come together, we become part of something bigger than us all. By getting involved with the Red Cross, you never know how many people your actions will affect. There are simple things you can do through your local Red Cross to help prepare yourself, your family, and your community for the unexpected. Whether you decide to volunteer to help out those in need, give blood, or make a disaster supplies kit for your family, your actions can change lives.
Brought to you by the American Red Cross Loudoun County Chapter and WAGE.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. We've been having some technical problems here, but they should be resolved shortly, and I do want to apologize for those. We're going to expect Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky. She's going to come here, and she's going to talk about military contracting, specifically why it is that we have these contractors that the government has and is taking over for government jobs. And what it does is, again, it has no accountability. What it means is that when you got the people in the prisons, whether it's our prisons, whether it's Iraqi prisons, there is absolutely no accountability. No one can know what's going on. And if you notice, whether it's General Taguba's report about the contractors in Iraq or anything else, Rumsfeld isn't reading it, right? The Joint Chief of Staff, General Myers, isn't reading it. In fact, there was a new article in The New Yorker that just came out a day ago by Seymour Hersh, saying that what they did is they took the Al-Qaeda interrogation centers, they took the military intelligence from the ones in Afghanistan and moved them to Iraq. Now, what's interesting about this is that there's a big difference between the prisoners in Afghanistan and the prisoners in Iraq. In Afghanistan, of course, you had Al-Qaeda terrorists. You had people that were out to kill Americans. We have a very different case here in Iraq. What we have, according to a Red Cross report, is 70-90% of the prisoners in Iraq who haven't done anything at all. Not only are they not terrorists, they apparently haven't committed any crimes against the United States. So when you look at those pictures and you look at the humiliations of the Iraqis, what you find is that some of them aren't guilty of anything at all. And again, while we're waiting for our guest, if you want to call in, let me know what you think. The number is 877-57-SCOOP, 877-57-SCOOP. You can call here, WAGE, at 703-777-1200. Do you think it's a good idea? Do you think it saves money? Is it a good idea to contract these things out? Again, the Republicans say it's all about cost, all about cost savings. But what we're finding is there's no accountability. And this is not just happening in military prisons. I want to be clear, this is happening all over the government, whether it's privatizing schools, privatizing public schools, whether it's taking defense contractors, people that are supplying weapons to the Pentagon, even watching other people that are doing things. They are all in the process of changing the jobs and privatizing them.
And, of course, what that does is as I said, was it makes sure there's no accountability. Again, the number is 877-57-SCOOP. I am told that Congresswoman Joukowsky will be here in about 3 minutes. And, again, I apologize for that. But it's really a very important point. She's really been in the forefront of this. She has really stood out as someone who is willing to criticize, willing to really stand up and tell the Bush administration, find out what their secrets are, and really push them to turn over information on this. And, you know, it strikes me that America is not just powerful because of it has the strongest defense in the world. We are powerful because of our moral values. It is indeed our morality, our values, that allows the world not to challenge us. You know, Japan, I'm sure, could have nuclear weapons, could have a very strong army if it wanted to. But one of the reasons it hasn't is that ever since World War II, Japan has understood that we're going to leave them alone. You know, we're going to let them pursue us economically, challenge us, have a strong economic system, but we're not going to challenge their freedoms. And Europe is the same way. And I think many Americans think that, oh, well, America's the most powerful country in the world. It's going to stay that way. But we've got to remember that there are countries that are just as smart as we are, just as clever as we are. Their men and women are just as likely to fight and fight hard and courageously as ours. But it's our morality. It's understanding that America supports freedom. And it's that, of course, that keeps other countries from challenging us. And now that we have these tortures coming out, well, I think it's starting to get everyone to question. I mean, first, we went into this war in Iraq, right? And we went there where Canada's telling us no, France is telling us no, all these big countries are telling us no, and we're going anyway. We don't care what the world thinks. And now we have these tortures coming out. And what's interesting to me is that when you hear Don Rumsfeld, he's saying things like, oh, well, we shouldn't allow anyone to have digital pictures, that the photographs of the torture are what's wrong. That when people are photographing these tortures, that, hey, it's that's a bad thing, instead of focusing on the tortures themselves. And I've heard many conservatives, I've heard, you know, Rush Limbaugh and others say, we shouldn't allow these pictures to come out at all. That, again, focusing on the pictures rather than the torture. But what I think is going on is that, again, it all comes back to the contractors. It all goes back to not knowing who's controlling what. And my impression is that as we get to the bottom of this, we're going to find it went to the very top. There are contracts. There are contracts between the Pentagon and these contractors telling them what to do, telling them how to go about, telling them how to do torture, right? And with those contracts, that should give us information that can tell us the truth here. So I'm told now that Congresswoman Janet Joukowsky is available, and we're going to go right to her. Right after this quick break. We're back here on the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine, bringing you all the news from Washington that the government does not want you to know. And we're talking about military contractors. And we got our guest, Congresswoman Janet Joukowsky. I'm having problems, and I apologize for that one more time, but we'll get to her in just a minute.
Hello, baby.
Oldies from the heart. That's what you'll hear every Saturday on Wage. If you like those golden country sounds,
crazy.
Check out Jim's Country Jukebox in the 6 a.m. hour. Then at 11 a.m., Jim's Rock and Roll Jukebox relives the days when the big bopper was king of the airways. This isn't the same oldies mix that you'll hear on every other radio station in the country. Jim Ferks programs his own show, many from his own collection. And yes, you will hear a scratch every now and then because the music on Jim's Jukebox is played on a turntable with a diamond stylus needle. So if you want to hear music the way it sounded from the radio in your 57 Oldsmobile Super 88, tune to Jim's Jukebox every Saturday right here on AM 1200 WAGE.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like!
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We've had some technical problems here on the phones, reaching our guest, Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky. I apologize for that. We tried very hard to get her, and I think she'll come in on another time. Again, I do apologize for the technical problems. But let me just talk with you here, because it is a very important question, and I want to know what you think. What do you think about these private contracts? And again, I don't just want to talk about what's going on in the prisons, what's the tortures in the Iraqi prisons, but I want to talk what you think government-wide. How do you think it can prevent waste and abuse? I've got Ed on the line from New York. Hey, Ed, welcome to the Inside Scoop. Again, I apologize for the technical difficulties. What's your impression of these private contracts?
I'll tell you about my impression, but first of all, Mark, I heard your earlier show with Congresswoman Schakowsky. She was terrific. I'm sorry you really can't get to reach her, but I hope you can get her again because, as I said, I heard her first show.
Yeah,
she was really great.
She was.
Let me tell you about the private contractors, if I can. I think the Republicans typically want to reward their friends, and they want to reward their friends by paying them big money, by hiring them as contractors. If you'll note that the people who are doing most of the contracting in Iraq, whether it's the prisons or any place else, is Halliburton, and you know that that's Cheney, and you know Vice President Cheney used to be head of that particular company, and I really think this is a matter of a political payoff for people who to pay dollars so they can be contributed back to the Republican campaign.
Well, yeah, and it's actually billions of dollars here. And what's interesting is that Halliburton is constantly doing cost overruns. It's been shown by the Pentagon inspector generals that Halliburton is taking money that they don't need. And it's what's interesting is that some of my sources and defense contractors have told me that when the Pentagon comes in and they have an idea, they give, say, $1 million to buy something, these defense contractors, sometimes it'll cost $100,000. And they'll tell the Pentagon, hey, you know, we don't need to spend all this money. And they'll say, you know what, Congressman X or Senator Y, they want that money spent. They want all of it spent. It looks good. Just go ahead and take it. So even though the private contractor is supposed to save money for the government, it ends up being more inefficient, more of a problem.
Well, it certainly is more of a problem for a couple of reasons. The first thing that comes to my mind is the fact that, you know, these contractors are contracting on a cost-plus basis. So in other words, they get like 5% or 10% of whatever they spend. So the more money they spend, the more they get. And the more they get, the more they have to donate to the Republican Party. That's the first problem. The second thing is, they're spending money so fast in Iraq, they're not looking for the cheapest place. They're not bidding it like
That's
we
true.
Normally bid a government contract. They're just spending money. I remember the problems they had with the gasoline. They were charging, getting gasoline almost twice the price that you could get it for in Kuwait if you went up to
exactly
a gas
Exactly right.
Station.
Kuwait was charging about 80 cents a gallon, which is a lot cheaper there when you can produce it there. And they were charging about $2.50, which actually seemed really high at the time, though I got to tell you, with gas prices going up right now, they're going up to match that. But that's exactly right. They were overcharging, and they were taking the profits and just pocketing them. And it's not just Halliburton. You know, CCAI is the name of the company that had all of these people in the Iraqi prisons. They were the ones that were contracted out. And I know that, again, there are contracts. There's got to be proof, but Rumsfeld can't seem to find them. He can't seem to locate
the
actual...
Well, he's not looking for them, Mark. The reason why he's not looking for them is he's rewarding his friends.
Well, that's certainly one way of looking at it. That's exactly right. Let me ask you, Ed, do you think that there should be an independent investigation into this?
Absolutely, but the problem's going to be that the Republicans in Congress aren't going to allow that investigation. That's why we need to clean house and get ourselves a Democratic Congress and a Democratic president so we can find out what's going on, and maybe there's some criminal stuff involved here. But we can't tell until we have an investigation. And unfortunately, until an election comes, I don't believe we're going to find out the truth.
Well, that may well be true. If you want to comment on this, the number is 877-57-SCOOP, or you can call 703-777-1200, and let me know, what do you think about this? I want to ask you, Ed, it's not just a question of what's going on in Iraq. Way back in the 1980s, in fact, Ronald Reagan wanted to privatize air traffic controllers, and they're still doing that right now. They're still looking at doing that. So you take these people that are well-trained, that go to school for a number of years, that are, you know, watching our skies, and, of course, then they want to substitute them with contractors. And I don't think they're going to have – I think they're going to have trouble finding people to do the same certification, everything else, and work for less money. And so – the quality goes down. You know, it's not just air traffic controllers. The Transportation Security Administration, they are the ones, the TSA, they check you every time you go on an airplane. When you check your bags, when you go through, when they check your shoes, this was another thing that the government wanted to privatize. And what's interesting is that before 9/11, it was private. There were private companies that did this and were shown to be horrible. I mean, they would do tests and find that private companies were missing guns, were missing obvious things. And yet the Republicans insisted on privatization. And maybe they just think that, oh, well, it's capitalism and privatization works best. But what we find is that companies have an incentive to cut corners. When they cut corners, they get more profit. It's that simple. Government doesn't have that same incentive. And when it comes to things that are for our security, whether it's Homeland Security or the TSA or air traffic controllers or, you know, even privatizing prisons, it seems to me that's something that, we probably want the government to do. You know, one of the things that in prisons, they are actually looking at taking American prisons and treating us to the same wonderful stuff that we saw in Iraq, actually privatizing out American prisons. And, again, there'd be no accountability, and let the private companies do it.
They already do that, Mark. There's a company in Tennessee that I read about called Corrections Corporation of America, and they have private prisons all across the country.
And what that does is it stops accountability, because if a private company beats up a prisoner, okay, really harms a prisoner, you know, beats them up, humiliates them, does some of that stuff that we do in Iraq, then the government can say, hey, it's not our fault, it's the company's fault. And suddenly our prisons, which you would think are the ultimate government thing, I mean, do you really want, if you commit a crime or you don't commit a crime, whether if you're in prison for any reason, listen, you can be in jail awaiting trial, would you really want your security to be in charge of some private company?
I wouldn't want to live next to a prison that was being run by a private company, because if I lived next to that prison that was being run by a private company, I'd be afraid that they'd be cutting corners. Some of those prisoners would escape and hurt me and my family.
Yeah, well, I think that's certainly a possibility. And so it's going throughout the government. And you know, people think that it saves money. It really, if you look at it in any circumstance, and again, if you want to give a circumstance, call in 877-57-SCOOP. Or 703-777-1200. But if you look at the healthcare industry, and I just did a show on this, in fact, last Friday, what healthcare does is, again, it's the same idea. You have money that goes not just to the doctors and to drugs for the patients, but it's going to HMOs. It's going to insurance companies, and they have to make a profit, and there's a middleman. And it's not like it's a... You know, it's one thing to me if
that's
the question... Well, I was just saying, there's one thing if it's a question of, you know, some private good on the free market. If the government wants to buy pencils or pens, okay, I totally agree You know, I don't believe in socialism, communism. It doesn't make sense for the government to make pencils and pens. There are plenty of companies that do it. They go to do a good job. The government should go out and purchase the cheapest pens available, the cheapest phones available. That makes perfect sense to me. But when you have certain government tasks that are uniquely government, running prisons, okay, that is uniquely government function. When you have health care, which is not a free market by any stretch of the means, I mean, nobody pays full price for a doctor. There's insurance, there's Medicare, there's Medicaid, there's prescription drugs, which are heavily regulated. That's not, when you don't have a free market, then it seems to me that you got a monopoly anyway. And instead of having a private company control that monopoly, that's the perfect time that the government should step in. And I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
What I was going to tell you about was this whole problem of the Republicans rewarding their drug company friends in Medicare. You know, the drug companies didn't want to import drugs from Canada, and the problem is that the same drugs that are available here are available in Canada at much less price. And then there's another problem. The drug companies are raising their prices. Mr. Bush says he's going to give us one of those Medicare cards for the seniors.
Yep.
But the problem is the drug companies are raising the prices. So really, the Medicare card for the seniors is a big nothing.
Yeah, well, it's a big nothing except that it gives a lot of money to the pharmaceutical companies, which, of course, makes him very happy. You know, the whole thing is that it seems like Republicans have this mantra, less government, and sometimes there should be less government. There's no question there are times of government waste, but I think we have to really separate what things government does well with things that government doesn't do well. And again, if it's something you can buy in the free market, I mean, the Pentagon purchasing $1,000 toilet seats doesn't make sense. You can buy toilet seats in the free market more cheaply, and they should do that. But when it comes to things like prisons, when it comes to things like soldiers, I mean, what is more uniquely government than the military? If there's one place I would hope that our president is in charge, that our military...
But we're having a private army.
Well, exactly. The one place I would hope that our military is in charge, that our president is in charge, our generals are in charge, it would be the military. I really don't think we want a private-run army in the United States. I mean, think about it. You've got Halliburton has its own private army, and then some other company has their army, and then they disagree on something. I mean, you know, the army, the police, public school teachers. So let's talk about schools, because that's something where we have public and private. There are still certain things the government does better. You've got handicapped kids. Now, handicapped kids, they could be blind or deaf or have trouble getting around. Some private schools won't take them. They won't teach a child who's mentally retarded because, hey, it costs more money. It's a lot harder to teach them. So if you privatize all the schools, well, then, of course, then I guess the Republicans would say that's a good idea, but we won't get kids taught. Same thing with health care. There are certain diseases that are quite expensive to treat. There are certain genetic diseases where if you have them, companies won't insure you. So what you have with the privatization is you have the top of the line, the best students, the most healthy people. They're the ones that the private companies want to take care of, and they want to leave everyone else to the government, and that, of course, is more expensive for all of us.
You know, there's another thing, Mark. I remember this Mr. Hamill who got captured and escaped. He was getting paid over $100,000 a year. And he was replacing a soldier who gets paid maybe $8,000 or $10,000 a year.
Right. They say it'll save money, but they actually cost more.
Absolutely. And the problem is with Mr. Bush's unemployment, the people are taking jobs of people who can't get jobs here, and they're having to go over to Iraq and get shot at without any protection. At least the soldier carries a gun.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, Ed, thanks very much. I appreciate your call today. Look, we had some technical problems. I apologize for that. But I got to tell you, it's not just a question of saving cost. Again, it's also about accountability. Remember, if it's a government worker and they see fraud, waste, abuse, or torture, they can complain. They do complain. Their lives are protected. Whether it's Colleen Rowley, found out about Zakarias Moussaoui, the 20th hijacker, whether it's any of the people in the Abu Ghraib prison who took pictures. If you tell the truth to the press and you work for the government, your job is okay. Not so with the contractors. If they tell the truth, if they expose government malfeasance, corruption, waste, abuse, fraud, torture, they are being fired right now. And that may be why the government wants contractors. Hey, listen, tomorrow we got a great show. Tomorrow, of course, for the first time in the United States, gay marriage is going to be legal. Now, there have been a lot of gay marriages in places across the country, but they're all being challenged, whether it's California or New Paltz, New York, or Portland, Oregon, or in New Mexico. All of those are being challenged in court. It's not clear whether they're going to survive. But tomorrow in the state of Massachusetts, it's already gone through the courts. It's already gone before the Supreme Court of Massachusetts. In fact, starting at midnight tonight, in Cambridge, Massachusetts, there will be the first legal gay marriages in the United States. It's legal in Canada. It's legal in a number of European countries. It will be legal in Massachusetts tomorrow. And it's really a very interesting question. And I have as my guest tomorrow a guy by the name of Glenn Stanton. And he works for Focus on the Family. And that is an organization that is vehemently opposed to equal civil rights for gay people. You're going to hear quite a debate. And I want you to tune in then at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central, 1 Mountain, and noon Pacific for the Inside Scoop. Thanks for tuning in.
AM 1200 WAGE, Leesburg and Loudoun County, is your sound choice for news.